With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. More than 1 million power outages, and there are fatalities from powerful thunderstorms that ravaged Houston yesterday, packing 100-mile-per-hour winds. Houston Fire Chief Samuel Pena says at least four people were killed.
The initial indications are that we had fallen trees caused two of the fatalities. One was a crane accident as well that that was blown over by the wind, with the strong winds.
The schools are closed today. Houston Mayor John Whitmire urging people to stay home and stay off the roads. Numerous windows were blown out of high-rise buildings downtown. The streets are littered with debris. Second time this month that Southeast Texas has been blasted by destructive storms. Couple of Republican-led House committees voting to advance contempt proceedings against Attorney General Garland, stemming from his refusal to turn over audio recordings, President Biden's interview with Special Counsel Robert Hur. Also at SRNNews.com, French police have shot and killed an armed man suspected of setting fire to a synagogue, resulting in significant damage to the house of worship. The BBC's Hugh Schofield in Paris.
According to France's Interior Minister Gérard Darmanin, police were called shortly before 7 a.m. because smoke was seen rising from the synagogue in central Rouen. When they arrived at the scene, they were confronted by a man wielding a knife and an iron bar. When he appeared to advance on them, one of the police shot him dead. The minister congratulated the police for their fast reaction and their courage. Like many other countries, France has seen a rise in anti-Semitic incidents since the start of the war in Gaza.
Russian authorities reporting a massive Ukrainian drone attack on Crimea, causing widespread power outages, setting a refinery ablaze. The Ukrainian attack comes as Russian forces press an offensive in northeastern Ukraine. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 19 points. NASDAQ futures up a fraction. This is SRN News. A Mississippi healthcare provider takes on the Biden administration.
Macomb Children's Clinic in Tylertown has filed suit over the federal government's decision to add sexual orientation and so-called gender identity to the Affordable Care Act. It's all about transgenderism. Alliance Defending Freedom, which is representing the clinic, says the Biden administration will, quote, force doctors to do harm by providing unnecessary procedures that remove healthy body parts and prescribing puberty blockers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
65 years after a communist government officially declared Cuba to be an atheist country, religion seems to be omnipresent there. The bells toll on churches and Jews celebrate Sabbath dinner openly. However, critics say Cuba is still falling short on religious tolerance. The State Department has designated the island nation a country of particular concern for engaging in or tolerating severe violations of religious freedom. This is SRN News. Inflation has taken a big bite out of McDonald's bottom line, and now the burger chain is fighting back.
The fast food giant is planning to introduce a $5 meal deal in the U.S. next month to counter slowing sales and customers' frustration with high prices. The deal would let customers get a four-piece McNugget, small fries, a small drink, and either a McDouble burger or a McChicken sandwich for $5 in most areas. The month-long deal is scheduled to begin June 25th and will be advertised nationally. Some stores with higher costs, like those in California or Hawaii, may charge more. But the Chicago burger giant said last month it was planning to step up deals to combat slowing customer traffic in some markets. Keith Peters reporting.
Former President Trump's New York trial is in recess until Monday, allowing Mr. Trump to attend son Barron's high school graduation ceremony today in Florida. And closing arguments in the trial could commence as soon as Tuesday. More details, SRNNews.com.